Deal, Stylistic Endeavors, 89.5 FM, your Friday night hip-hop fix. We got Planet P, a.k.a. Homes on Homes over there doing some renovations on the wires. We got my man DJ FaZe, we got DJ Sirius in the house, and of course, my man Pierce is in the house holding it down. Big up Island Breeze every time. And we gonna give you live hip-hop music for 2 hours straight from 8 to 10 p.m. Gotta let you know about www.stylistic.ca, stylistic with a K.ca. We gonna get it up and running very shortly and have a bunch of webcasts with interviews, you know, live shows, DJ sets, all that good type of stuff. And we'll try to inject a little playlist vibe on there if we can get to doing. All right, man, we got a few kids stopping by as well from the Urban Noise Workshop today that my man DJ FaZe held up in the Rexdale area. Some positive movements. We'll let you know about that a little later on. But right now, we're going to get into some live tunage. My man DJ FaZe, DJ Sirius after that, 8:05 in the p.m., 416-9467-G's. Hit us up.
You know who I am, though, anyway. You know the king of what? King of style.
Young man, mentor, Sirach, J.D., what? I'ma let y'all niggas pop the coochie, cause you pussy. Plus it's 4-5 busting the back that ass up like Juvie. Sophisticated bourgeois niggas with bad habits. And if you don't like it, you can get it. Stick it where the sun don't glisten. Niggas is critics and some don't listen. I told y'all, persevering through all of this bullshit. And life is a black six and a hood rat catching the contact plus the energy. Get my brains blown out like John Kennedy. Remember me? Split a nigga ear to cheek within a beat. Best kept secret, got some shit fixing to hit the street. Y'all niggas ain't even an issue. So real, a nigga bleed through the pencil.
I like that y'all on the scene, cause y'all gay motherfuckers is mean. I'm seeing buying beats off this nigga, that's like the end of my career. I tell a nigga like Fuzz, man, fuck that. I'm trying to add these bitches like, you see me, I touch lax. Give niggas p- like, see me, I touch lax. Plus tracks, back, the back of the range. Respect my gunning, speak with a double barrel slang. In unison with this music in the back of my brain. Rockin' straw hats and Pradas, commie eating on McDonald's. But I know the time, it's time to get you up a bottle. Some shit that's hard to swallow, you ain't even an issue. I'm so real, a nigga ain't got it.
It's like, turn it up, baby. It's like that. It's like that. It's like that.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Turn it up.
What?
Yeah.
What?
That's right. I ain't paying nobody. Paying nobody. Paying nobody. I ain't paying nobody, man. I'm just paying homage. T.O. Yo.
Yeah.
Now, give me just a second just to speak to your mind. And sipping on some fine wine, love to hit it from behind. On and on, to the early morning, break of dawn. I'm an emperor whose empire crushes the pawn. T.O. the places that you can't spell. Every dexterity and hard as hell. Of this industry, this isn't for me. This white employer, this blind employee, see? You can never walk up in my size 10 to do the things I do. I wonder what to them, them. Cheater, fighter, love to forge. Better yet, I call you Curious George. And no suckers, no fools, no knucklehead crews. 1-2, I grab the mic and I respect this dude. If government officials counteract, we'll send the alligators to attack. Word up.
Tell them exactly how you feel.
I'd rather listen to the
real. Now let your tires peel.
Why you turning up the
real like grass with the mass appeal?
Man, I'd rather stick to the
real. One night is kinda late still.
you missing out on a
real
187 cold blood. I meant to do it ruthless, knew it was murder since the agile produced this.
Yeah.
The brothers on the street need to wake up, straight up, realize your whole life is made up. It's proven, yes, I'm psycho. Mess around with the A and I might go off on your attempt. Well tried, your side tried, but my side would never be denied. Due to the circumstances of my skill, compared to A, they ain't nil. Or insane a P plus, I figure.
She take my money.
She's a gold digger. And I don't care if she's ugly or dopey, as long as she can cook curry chicken and roti.
Yeah.
Got him wondering who we. Another real freak underground. Scoopsie.
Tell him exactly how you feel.
I'd rather listen to the
real. Now let your tires peel.
Why you turning up the
much more like grass with the mass appeal.
Man, I'd rather stick to the
real. One night is kinda late still.
You missing out on a
real.
You know the king of what? King of style.
Try that again.
Yeah. Turn my headphone joints up. Yeah. It's them dudes. Soul position. Yeah. What? I got a 92 MPV, my radiator leaks. But at least it's mine. You got a brand new Range Rover, but it's rented. So you gotta have it back Monday morning at 9. Probably never catch me trying to floss and shine. If you see me out, then I'm on my grind. Get from point A to B, enjoy the ride. I'm driving this cause it's all I could afford to buy. Is that supposed to be platinum? Come on, dog, don't play with me, that can't be real. I know what you told me you paid for, but what they gave you is really stainless steel. I guess this means I'm a player hater, cause I think it's the fakest chain I've ever seen. As long as you know that if you keep wearing that around your neck, it'll probably turn green. Jesus, peace with the chain.
Too much.
Pimped out right on them things.
Too much.
Feeling good about who you really are.
Priceless.
Knowing you can be yourself and be a star.
Priceless.
Security to watch your back.
Too much.
All them guns that you pack.
Too much.
Feeling good about who you really are.
That's priceless.
Knowing you can be yourself and be a star.
That's priceless.
Girls, don't try to run and hide. Don't think for a second I forgot about y'all. Why y'all always talking about, let me get your number. Knowing damn well that you ain't about to call. When I couldn't get your number, girl, I knew what was up. But you still try to play me out and act all slick. That's why I didn't even bother writing down my number on that piece of paper. I just wrote down, bitch. Slow your roll, bro, you ain't a Mac. You just overconfident cause you had a couple beers. Knowing you've been living with the same fat girl since high school for the last 8 years. Oh, she lets you go out now? Last I heard, she had you on lockdown. And if it ain't true, why she keep telling me that you ain't home every time that I call your house? You know you gotta get permission 2 weeks before the actual date you wanna go out the door. And if you get out of pocket and don't let her know, she'll just look you in the face and say,
hell no.
Lying to your girl and getting busted.
Too much.
Saying you was really macking when you wasn't.
Too much.
Feeling good about who you really are.
Priceless.
Knowing you can be yourself and be a star.
Priceless.
Getting dudes to buy you all them drinks.
Too much.
Acting too stuck up to speak.
Too much.
Feeling good about who you really are.
That's priceless.
Knowing you can be yourself and be a star.
That's priceless.
Till we get there.
It's what you make it so living. See, I'm a rider and I'm gonna be remembered. For those of you not
Josh, you're the best, and that's
this
real.
This ain't your average. When they portray us, they say us savage. Cause we have it blessed, they won't stash it. Cause we fight to the death and manage to make songs of struggle into habits. And damn it, if I don't get even, it's chant down Babylon season. Not for New Orleans to Cleveland. Till we get there, we not believing.
From the hood, we keep getting while and getting is good. You ride it home and our neck of the woods, cause we people. Mama said treat others like you want them to treat you. We just wanna live and be peaceful. Long as it makes sense, I'ma have patience. Especially with my brothers I go back in the day with. We speak the same language, suffer the same dangers. Cause our children are victims of lead paint chips. Out in LA they put the black against the Mexicans. Old rivalries is throwing up their sets again. They put the short against the tall and the old versus the new. Pretty soon it's gonna be me against you. All the things we've been through and the tree that we blew, I wish you much success and stay true.
Dedication to my children, my child, Destiny Jones, to my niece and nephews, Cherie, Malik, Jabari. The world is yours. Acknowledgements. First off, I want to thank God, and I want to thank everybody for helping me out with this. Couldn't do it without you. Chapter 1. January 28, 1968. Born into this world, William Griffin the Great. Chapter 1, Wine Dance, Long Island. Scientific rhyming invented a new style when he met with Eric Barrier from East Elmhurst. The melody they created was the first. Burst on the scene, 1986, but clap to this. 87 dropped a classic disc. The facts is the track list was like 4. The vocals, the beats, according to Marley Marl. Recorded in my hometown, Queensbridge. That's why it's so relative. This biography was unauthorized. I spit it how it was given to Arthur Nye. William changed his name at 16 to Rakim Allah, cause Clarence 13 next had New York on lock. Guards on every block, jams in every park. I remember hearing Curtis Blow saying, it can't get better than this. To Run DMC blew my brains to bits. From leather boots to shell toes to the Stan Smiths to Dapper Dan kicks. First $1 million deal ever in rap. 18th letter did that. From 4th and Broadway to Uni to MCA. We followed the leader to Harlem's Apollo Theater. Supreme rap in the 50 that don't rap. Fort Greene, Queens, Strong Island, Wolfpack. Paid in full posse, Hot Day was on. And Rye had his first born. With the next line, I'ma be easy. His wisdom's name is Fifi. EPMD put a record out, was dope. Tension spread, and I quote, smack me and I smack you back. Sounded like the answer to the I Ain't No Joke track. For a second, they ain't look good. Little tension buzzing from Wine Dance to Brentwood. Misunderstood, all forgot at 16 when I met Freddie Fox. Toting, burners, the whole coast most concerned was how was Rakim's flow made Christians convert with Islamic ways. Lit the rhythm, hit him, was the third LP. A sophisticated mean one. Before similar voices with King's Son. A few others, but sooner or later,
The game was Ross Kingdom. At 16, son was watching him, mesmerized, respect not jocking him. Was so amazing. Besides, he came on the stage with lasers in his eyes. Walk with me now. Unauthorized biography of Rakim. Epilogue. Mother was a jazz singer. Nephew to R&B legend Ruth Brown. Discography. Paid in full. Follow the leader. Let the rhythm hit him. Don't sweat the technique. That's the end of the group. Went off a solo. Drop the R, then the 18th letter, then I think something the master. Was signed to Aftermath, scheduled to release an album, Oh My God, with Dr. Dre. The album was dismantled because of creative differences. The end. Until the new beginning. Yeah. Next book, KRS-One. Peace.
What up, y'all? Yeah,
soundtrack, what's poppin', baby?
Woo! Y'all ain't know, I go by the name of Lupe Fiasco, representing that first and 15. Yeah, and this one right here, I dedicate this one right here to all my homies out there grinding. You know what I'm saying? Legally and illegally. You know what I'm talking about? So, check it out. First got it when he was six, didn't know any tricks. Matter of fact, first time he got on it, he slipped, landed on his hip and busted his lip. For a week he had to talk with a list like this. Now we can end the story right here, but shorty didn't quit, it was something in the air. Yeah, he said it was something so appealing, he couldn't fight the feeling, something about it. He knew he couldn't doubt it, couldn't understand it, branded, since the first kickflip he landed. Labeled a misfit, a bandit, cocoon, 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 his neighbors couldn't stand it, so he was banished to the park. Started in the morning, one stopped after dark. Yeah, when they said it's getting late in here, so I'm sorry, young man, there's no skating here. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And away he rolled, just a rebel to the world with no place to go. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come escape with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick and push and coast. My man got a little older, became a better roller. Yeah, no helmet, hell bent on killing himself, is what his mama said. But he was feeling himself, got a little more swag in his style. Met his girlfriend, she was clapping in the crowd. Love is what was happening to him now. He said I would marry you, but I'm engaged to these Ariels and Varials, and I don't think this board is strong enough to carry two. She said, bow, I weigh 120 pounds. Now, let me make one thing clear, I don't need to ride yours, I got mine right here. So she took him to a spot he didn't know about, some mod in the apartment parking lot. She said, I don't normally take dates in here. Security came and said, I'm sorry, there's no skating here. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And the way they roll, just lovers intertwined with no place to go. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come escape with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick, and push, yeah, and coast. Yeah,
swing it.
Yeah, before he knew he had a crew that wasn't no punk, and they spit fire shirts and SB dunks. They would push till they couldn't skate no more. Office building lobbies wasn't safe no more, and it wasn't like they wasn't getting chased no more. Just the freedom was better than breathing, they said. An escape route they used to escape out. When things got crazy, they needed to break out. They'd head to any place with stairs, any good grinds, the world was theirs. And they four wheels would take them there, until the cops came and said, there's no skating here. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And the way they roll, just rebels without a cause, with no place to go. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come roll with me, just a rebel, looking for a place to be. So let's kick, and push,
talking about. I'm in the crib watching Larry King Live. The new Gucci's on the refrigerator. Focus some cushion. The lighter swisher. Becoming a roach. Go get the glass ashtray. Pour the glass of Coke. Tap the bottle and toast. Barry took a sip for the cause. Me and my son. Soon to be three. Tried to fill his bottle and run. Then I got a collect call. Hurry. Down the block is fighting. Some guy snapped up brawling. Heard the kid was 19. Little Infinity 2. His father worked up at the dealer. He loved who. They tried to force Louis. Son wasn't having it though. Yeah, yeah, my new color. Playing with that clip, man. Close the blinds too, man. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Dabba, man, get out of the stove, man. Get away from the stove. Stop playing, man. What you talking about? I'm in the crib watching Larry King Live. The new Gucci's on the refrigerator. Focus some cushion. The lighter swisher. Becoming a roach. Go get the glass ashtray. Pour the glass of Coke. Tap the bottle and toast. Barry took a sip for the cause. Me and my son. Soon to be three. Tried to fill his bottle and run. Then I got a collect call. Hurry. Down the block is fighting. Some guy snapped up brawling. Heard the kid was 19. Little Infinity 2. His father worked up at the dealer. He loved who. They tried to force Louis. Son wasn't having it though. Yeah, yeah, my color of glue. Decided I'ma intervene. Guess he tried to wild on me, my this is like out of the blue. I'm in the rain, strapped, jumped out, tucked the chain, proceeded to talk to him. Then you heard the heavy face slap. Think I broke my wrist. Now I'm at the hospital vest. Picked up my right hand, that's my check. Now I wanna wish for slow news. Only thing stopping my flaming, cause he related to you.
Bro, he ain't related to me. Just that I knew him for like 18 years. Until we violated, stealing my gift. My little homie, yo, he eat anything for me. Send him uptown, he get back, yo, he never call me. Come home and still blow cats for me. Pump all them hood rat shorties. A lot swinging well known. Born to dance when the heat is on. Stapleton days, the stuff in the groin, the went on. It looked like a flick when he fell to the floor. Holding his demon. Damn, this I put one of my. What the they're looking at me for? Call the police, do something. Mother standing around, watch when I get better. All hell's gonna be terror. Death to you, you. He pointed at red, I said, chill, let's fam do. He put real work in that, make you cute. That, but anyway, son of thief. He stole two pummel rugby, swore to his dead mother. I couldn't take it, Joe Lord, I knocked out his teeth. Now he's rocking those four joints like everything's peace. This is a family thing. We gon' handle our business. This mother know not to come around here like that. This is real, real talk. Four different, just four different aspects. This is family. Who said family ain't family no more? This is tight, tight in the white.
Yo,
man wild.
I'm talking heavy bags,
bracelets
for every man. Innocent dope pushers, overnight kingpins indeed. We smack up for the cheese, throw bleach in your face. Got beef, let it be chuck. The streets don't know my peeps. Jumping out of UPS trucks, blowing the off they feet with old gloves, rim spinning, tipping on those. My mouth be worth me and something like Paul Walls. Ladies, look out, they ain't thugs, they the film look hyper when I clap in slow mo. Y'all still paying them off. We rip out like waffle batter. Theodore and just Bedard, flossing them diamonds, discussing our hits over a glass of scotch. Bay watch the ski take turns when they hand us a. They not, we still run the trains to the them pop. On the low, we still f***ing them cops. Pretty things from all precincts. Friday nights, we holding they f***s. This is family, nigga. Hugger can't stand me. Next up, my little man, I hand you the jammy.
You know the fam, what it is. It is what it is. S-I-N-Y, where the animals live. Aspect, running your cribs. I don't care if you blast for the cash, then scramble your wig. I'm like, damn, what a wonderful kid. I can do what I want. Doing dirt, not serving a bed. You know a real fam handle they biz. Everybody get searched from the grandpas down to the kids. And my time, I'm officially here. Tell your man, go and start up your car, start shifting the gears. Sun guard got the pit for his ears. These niggas scared, hoping I don't let it blow in their ribs. I said, hot, get robbed non-stop. Once the cotton shit drip down to their socks. And my fam at the tippity top, I won't stop. Believe it or not, you and your man is close targets. Just everything, dice game, mini markets. Fam gon' spark it, I'ma take whatever's in the pockets. Mostly the cash in the wallet. Slide off the juice cause you shining. Forgets in the diamonds, never denying. We're iron.
Exclusives. We call this one Soda Soul.
I met this girl named Fantasy on Wall Street from Tahiti, a real Tahitian treat. She had a lot of Pepsi, honey was peace. And she told me she liked my smile like Shanice. She danced at this club and made the guys holler. And in a minute made like $1,000. A club that was run by Mr. Schweppes. He had a rep and everybody watched their step. Cause word on the street was he was no joke. Had everything from crack, marijuana to coke. Later at the club saw this guy named Wayne, who always betting money on the Giants game. As soon as I saw him, yo, I stayed away. Cause he the type that welches a bet and won't pay. I keep trying to tell him, be a straight stepper. Somebody gonna slice him and send him to Dr. Pepper. Went to the bar just to check the score. Got the bartender, told him what to pour. He put it on my tab as he filled my cup and told me the game was tied, 7-up. Around 12 o'clock she came out to dance. Had all the guys pushing just to have a chance to spend a little money trying to see the rest. She was blessed in an Armage Crush velvet dress. But I stayed by the bar cause I already know how it go. I already saw the show. See, I went to a club like this in Toronto and came back from Canada dry with no dough. And ever since then I see and see clear. You never find love in this atmosphere. Sometimes you gotta find a better place to be in. Maybe go to a mountain, do a little skiing. So I finished up my drink and I said goodbye and got home before the sun kissed the sky. No matter where you from or which way you leaning, now I go and pop, got a whole new meaning.
You know we got a lot to do here. Wanna be a part of what we got in here. Sorta like we got the whole block in here. No, it ain't Nelly, but it's hot in here. Got a lot in here, won't stop,
you know.
Come and drink it up, it's like H2O. Soon you're gonna hear us every place you go. Bubble like the soda, kinda like the soap. I just hope you know it don't stop.
My style,
and my style is like
stylistic endeavors.
This is CIUT 89.5 FM, the University of Toronto Community Radio Station. Available across Canada on Star Choice National Satellite Service Channel 826 and broadcasting worldwide at www.ciut.fm.
Know the king of what? King of style.
Shoot, I got styles already that's more complex that nobody know about. I mean, super duty tough work. See, this is just semi like what I would call it, but if I really get into it and start camouflaging it, I don't think you even be able to read it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We back live on the air, 89.5 FM. It's 8:30 in the PM. Just heard a first set from my man DJ FaZe. I think Master Ace ended off the set. We had some very explicit tunes off the top and your very highly enunciated Blueprint joint. Yo, Planet P off the top too.
That's the way they talk, man.
Yeah. What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that?
That's the way they enunciate their words. It's like West Coast dudes. They always say R. R. They enunciate their R.
So yo, stylistic, man. Obviously killing it from the first set, and Sirius gonna come on at 9 o'clock. It's like a live show in here all the time. We got the New Kicks fam, we got the Andy Pool Hall fam. I know people are just getting down to the radio and looking, doing mad embarrassing dances by themselves at their crib. But we got some special guests in the house right now. Please step up and introduce yourselves.
Yo, what up? My name is B-Boy Q Rock.
What crew you represent, player?
Ready to Rock.
And I go by... Is this on?
Yeah.
All right. I go by the original article, Rude Boy, B-Boy, Red Eye Jedi, from the Supernatural Kings, the last of the last of the original Supernaturals, Word Up, Scarborough, yeah.
Word yes. Up. Put that on a flyer. That was sick. Jedi's got the tag down.
Yeah, man.
So, yo, man, we have a special event to get into. But before we get into the special event, I want to hand it off to my man Planet P to do a stylistic tradition with the man Zen, because you're in the spot, gracing us with your presence. And my man Planet P is going to take it from here.
So, yo, the way that we do it from back, way back in the day, is that you have to say, well, you already said your name, but you say your crew affiliation, which you already done, but what your style is like. right? That's how we usually run it. It's like what your name is, your crew affiliation, what your style is like. You know what I'm saying?
All right, well, yo, first off, I'm B-Boy Q-Rock. I'm ready to rock. I'm also an original member of Dirty Defined Tribe. And my style's indigenous. It's just mad original.
And Jedi goes as probably one of the most original, well, keeps the foundation of the original B-boy aspect alive.
Straight up.
I probably like have some of the sickest, nastiest footwork out there. And
I love Jedi.
Ain't no joke. Ain't no joke. I've been doing this for almost 17 years, so it ain't no joke. And I'm probably nastier now than I was back then.
And what's your style, dog? If you had a one word to describe it.
Q, you go ahead. What's that?
What's your style, if you had one word to describe it?
I'd just say straight up old school New York, man. Straight up. Like Ken Swift, you know, Little Lep, Crazy Legs.
Word up. Yo, you gotta switch the things, man.
All right.
I'm looking at it and it's blue and it's.
Oh, you got it all
switched
up.
I'm turning you up and then, yeah.
It's all good, though.
Yeah. I can attest to Mr. Jedi's.
You're a special man.
Yeah, man. I'm sure for anybody who's ventured out into, you know, Toronto Clubland, come to see myself or FaZe DJ at our respective venues, you've probably seen the two men sitting across from me here on the dance floor.
No bartender is safe. No waiter is safe. They will get asked to battle and throw down in the evening. Jedi will serve them even if they're not willing participants.
Hey,
that's training.
People have to know the roots and the foundation of this culture. And you know, if we don't do it, who else will? Especially the older heads.
Yeah, that's one of my treats when I come to a downtown venue to see my man Jedi, you know, Benzo and Q. I've seen down there just killing it on the floors. And as a segue, we're going to talk about a big event, actually, because this stemmed from last year. The first inaugural was very successful. King of the Ring, and that took place, was it at a boxing ring?
Yeah, it was at Sully's Boxing Ring last year, Lansdowne and Bloor.
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying? It was a really dope event. We put together like 32 of like what we thought at the time was some of Canada's best B-boys. Made them battle one-on-one in a boxing ring. Had DJ FaZe spin the brakes the entire session. Mad shout-outs to DJ FaZe.
Crazy.
Mad respect for last year.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? I had my whole crew judging the event, you know, the original Dirty Defined Tribe members, as well as Benzo also joined them from Bag of Tricks. He was representing some of the older school B-boys, you know what I mean, that we wanted to show, you know what I mean, pay homage to, you know what I'm saying. And it was dope, man. It was a really sick event. And
definitely
this year they wanted to do it way bigger. Red Bull presented it to me where, you know what I'm saying, this is like a international type of thing, North America wide. So we selected 16 of what we consider like, you know, some of the best of America, and also some of the 16 best in Canada. We're not saying these are the best guys, but some of the guys that we wanted to get in, we couldn't for certain reasons, you know what I mean. They had other prior engagements they were, you know what I mean, part of. So we respected that. We move forward. We got DJ Jazzy J who'll be spinning the breaks. It's going to be a crazy event.
Let us know the date just in the...
May 21st. It's next Sunday. It's long weekend. May long weekend.
Tough.
It's going to start at 4 or 5 o'clock. Tickets are for sale. You can go to Bomb Shelter. Shout out to Zion at Bomb Shelter, Kamikaze. A whole family out there.
Straight up.
You can also buy tickets at Play the Record. You know what I'm saying? We also got some crazy judges coming down. And some of those judges are like Zulu Gremlin from, you know, Zulu Kings.
He was on the show recently.
Definitely.
Yeah,
Rocksteady. Also, we have from Rocksteady, we have Prince Ken Swift. You know what I'm saying? And we also have Quickstep. DJ Sirius is going to be spinning there. And it's going to be a real sick event. I'm going to be hosting it along with my boy K-Mel from Boogie Brats.
And where's it going on?
It's going to go on at the Sony BMG parking lot at Dufferin and Liberty Street, which is at King and Dufferin. You know what I mean? The heart of Parkdale, we want to like keep it like, you know what I mean, thorough. So we're going to put the boxing ring outside. Shit's going to be live. It's going to be a really good event for everyone to come and see.
Sunday afternoon, man. You can't go wrong with
Sunday
that.
Sunday afternoon. And as a little segue, you have a performance going on. Is that in conjunction with the label or what have you? Yeah, like I'm going to do like a set there. I'm going to perform as an MC because I also rhyme too. But mostly this is for B-boying. You know what I'm saying? This is for B-boying to shine. We also have the new Sony artist by the name of Rhyme Fest. He's going to be performing there. He's going to rep it and kill it for them and for himself and do his thing. And you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, K-Mel and Zulu and a few other members, they're going to be performing in the beginning to just basically intro the jam and kind of set the standards for what's to be expected. You know what I'm saying?
So who was the grand champion last year of the event?
Last year was Rocket.
took the title. He's from Montreal. He's coming back to rep it. You know what I'm saying? The two guys in the finals last year was there. The list is a really dope list. You know what I'm saying? The competitors of Canada. Man. And of, I don't really know, remember like every single member. You know what I'm
Who were some of the guys total. that stood out last year that made you make the call and getting the back on board this year?
Well, back on board, we got Jedi, you know what I'm saying, representing. He's going to be coming out to Toronto in the battle. We got my man Heist, one. We got Dizzy from Supernaturals. He's a battle b-boy known for, like, you know, traveling around doing his thing. We got, like, just a whole squad from Toronto of, like, you know what I'm saying, also from other places, other cities. We got Calgary. We got Montreal representing. We got Ottawa representing. You know what I'm saying? Halifax, I think, is coming through. I'm not even too sure, actually. Nah, so Halifax is coming, sorry.
For the people out there that want to know the damage, what is the cost of this whole event?
Well, for general admission, it's $10 to get in, or there's $15 tickets as well. It's like kind of like closer seats, more personal. Everywhere is a good seat. Like, I've seen the blueprints of how they're going to create the event, and everyone who's going to have a seat is going to be satisfied what they see. It's, I believe, only 1,500 or 3,000 capacity. It's not really like a humongous event, but you know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to ram it, and you guys are going to basically see the best B-boys battle it out one-on-one. Crazy. In a three-round battle, like, going back and forth.
And DJ Sirius will be in the house as well, right? Stylistic Endeavors. Let the people know if they want to get in contact with you outside of the show right now. They can call up 416-9467-G's right now and catch you before you leave. But what are some email and phone contacts otherwise from Q-Rock?
For Q-Rock, you can reach me at, I'm on MySpace, /Q-Rock, K-U-E-R-O-C-K. My email's K-U-E-R-O-C-K-R-2-R at hotmail.com.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Just drop me any lines about the event, any questions you have, let me know it's good. And yeah, man, I hope everybody comes through. We're trying to make this a real big community event so that basically people that are like in you know, trying to like do what they want in the culture, like come through, rub elbows with like some of the real heads that are traveling in country, like, and basically, you know, getting a chance to like, you know, see these people live perform, you know what I mean? These are like some of the illest b-boys. They got the culture down. These guys are the truth, like the core of hip-hop right here.
Yeah, I want to speak on that before we step out or anything. I just want to say, for anybody who hasn't, you know, who knows, who doesn't know about b-boying and whatnot, some of these guys that are coming down are nasty. A lot of these people haven't been here before and stuff like that. And I think the Toronto culture really needs to recognize and realize where the foundation or root comes from. Mm. And they need to check out this dance form, because there ain't no booty shaking, none of this, that, and the other.
All right.
This, you know what I mean? So
you can get your edumacation and your entertainment
most
on
definitely,
at the same
most
time.
Most definitely. You know what I mean?
Tight.
You basically see what happens in sessions, like when b-boys battle it out for no reason except for other than just to prove who's better. This is what it's really about, you know what I mean?
And like, also, is it welcome for people to bring handy cams, or they're going to get tackled?
Nah,
they,
no cameras, right, unfortunately, allowed for this.
So don't be taking your bootleg footage out there. If you have a camera phone, deal with the case, but otherwise...
Keep it in the Memordex.
All right, so one more time, we're just going to flash a date on them. Sunday, May the 21st, 2006, northeast corner of Dufferin and Liberty, right in that industrial area right there, you will find the Sony BMG building. It's going to be in the parking lot. It's going to be the Big Ten. It's going to be DJ Sirius killing it for the Stylistic fam. My man Q-Rock, Jedi, is going to be representing, and a whole host of other people.
DJ Jazzy J.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Prince Ken Swift, Quickstep, Zulu, Gremlin, along with, like I said, the best talent, the highest caliber of, like, B-boys that we can present for you in one battle.
All right.
So Red Bull's King of the Ring.
We're going to step off the mic right now, but if you want to shout Q-Rock out at the station, he'll be marinating for a few minutes, 416-946-7000. Stylistic, baby, let's continue on.